It was the kind of slip that Colin Powell could make only if his mind and heart were not in what he was doing.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The Secretary of State, who has played no part in the election campaign, was on a quickie trip of less than 24 hours to Beijing, trying to work out strategy for the stalemated negotiations with North Korea. Asked in a television interview about the status of Taiwan, he deviated from the language that has been standard since 1972 of urging peaceful resolution of the dispute between China and its breakaway province off the mainland. Instead of speaking of peaceful resolution, the secretary spoke of eventual reunification, a word that sends Taiwan's supporters of independence up the wall. The Chinese were, of course, delighted. A foreign ministry spokesperson said, "I think this visit to China by Powell is a very meaningful visit." The State Department has been busy ever since, explaining that Powell misspoke and he meant no change in the 1972 formula. The irony is that if there is any pressure in the Bush administration to depart from that formula, it comes from the Pentagon and administration neoconservatives, and it leans towards supporting Taiwanese aspirations for independence. It's generally believed around Washington that Colin Powell is not long for the cabinet, whoever is elected. He is reported by friends as suffering a lasting wound from having had to present the administration's flawed case for invading Iraq to the United Nations Security Council in February of last year. He is described by Will Hilton in Gentleman's Quarterly magazine as exhausted, frustrated, and bitter. He is said to resent the refusal of the White House to let him represent the United States at the closing ceremony of the Olympic Games in Athens. He is aware that while he takes quick trips to places like Sudan and China, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice is at the president's side and in the television studio. The first cabinet officer to be named by President-elect Bush, Powell may also be the next one to go. This is Daniel Shore.